Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberry.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm, strawberry. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we share another story of determination, hard work, and a young man chasing a dream at full speed. Today, I'm joined by Connor Shelton. He's a 17-year-old pro late model stock car driver out of Tanner, Alabama. Connor has been racing since he was 14 years old, and now he's competing against some of the best drivers in the country at Montgomery Motor Speedway. He's also a student at Athens High School and spends his free time working on his car and continuing to learn the craft. We're going to talk to Connor today about how this all started, what it takes to compete at that level, and the role family plays in chasing a dream like this. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Connor.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad that your mom, Amy, reached out to me to bring you on the show today to share about your story, your message, what you're doing. So if you would, take me back to the beginning when you first decided that you liked racing, not necessarily stock cars, but racing in general.
Basically, I grew up around the dirt track. My dad raced, and I figured out very early on that, you know, it's something that I loved and wanted to pursue. So I begged Dad for years and years and years, and finally he talked to some people and put me together a car, and we're here now.
Would you say that that love of racing comes from your dad or someone else? Were you watching other people?
For sure. We always, growing up, we always had NASCAR on the TV and always at the dirt track with him. So I'd say it came from a little bit of watching NASCAR on the TV and watching him himself.
Yeah, and of course it's different watching somebody on TV and then getting in, say, a go-kart or some other vehicle and taking it seriously, like taking this to the next level. That's a completely different thing. So when do you feel that you started taking it seriously?
I'd say whenever I started driving Pro-A models, it's just totally different. It takes a lot more work and discipline and, you know, preparation for those race weekends.
What were those early days like for you when you first started?
It was tough. Definitely a big learning curve, and, you know, had a lot of big names helping me, and, you know, it was not easy, to say the least.
How has racing changed for you since you entered this particular arena with the pro late model racing?
It's definitely humbling. You know, it's not as easy as people make it out to be. It's just very hard.
What's going through your mind when you're in the car and the race is about to start? What are you thinking about?
I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. It's a lot to take in for sure, but once you get going, it's just, you know, trying to pass cars and keep your nose clean.
Well, just like any sport, you've got a game plan, so you have to practice that game plan, and you have plans for if this doesn't work out, what are we going to do? Plan A, plan B to plan C. What are some of the things that you incorporate into that thought process as you race?
Patience is definitely one of the top things I've had to learn, and I'm still working on it now, but we always have these game plans in mind, and as soon as we get in the car, they go out the window, so.
All bets are off. Things change, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Well, and you have to adapt. You learn to adapt and overcome in those situations because a lot of things can happen. There's a lot of variables to what you're doing. Right?
Absolutely. You know, let's say something happens in front of you. You got to pit because of damage, and it all just plays a big role.
What about your crew? Because I know you have to have a good crew to be efficient. So what kind of crew do you have right now?
I've got one main guy, mechanic, who basically sets the car up and makes sure everything's ready for the race. So I'll go over there during the week and help him. And then the crew is basically just guys that come with him and people we can gather at the track. There's no really set crew, but just my dad. And I got brothers that race and just people we can gather at the track.
How about giving them a shout-out? What do you think about the crew right now, the people that are working with you?
I couldn't do it without them, especially Buddy Anderson, my dad, Bryson Sawyer, Jason Loveday, Trey Huff, and Nick, Jody Anderson. You know, they're all really big help.
And that's one thing that people sometimes don't think about is the team effort, the team mentality, because you are behind the steering wheel, but if you don't have help from outside of the steering wheel, it's really tough for you to do what you are there to do, right?
Absolutely. You know, if I didn't have them, I wouldn't be able to race the car. I'm not smart enough, as smart as these guys are, to go work on it. And, you know, I don't know how to make gear on the track. So they definitely teach me and help me out a lot.
Now, are you a junior or a senior this year?
Junior.
A junior. So how do you juggle right now Athens High School and racing?
Well, they offer some e-learning days, so I try and take e-learning days, and that's about it.
What does a typical week look like for you?
Just go to school, and then after, I get out third period for lunch sometimes because it's a online, like, Calhoun class. So I'll go eat lunch with my dad, just run around. And then after school, if I tear it up the weekend before, I got to go run and get some parts and take it to the crew, but usually just go and help them work on it.
Connor, what do you think that you've learned through racing about responsibility and discipline?
I definitely wouldn't have the things I have if I didn't take responsibility for, you know, taking care of the car. And, I mean, it's tough, you know.
Well, and you're learning, and, of course, you have to have discipline to practice, to work at this, if you really care about it. When you're passionate about something, you work at it, right? It's not like something that you're drugged to, that you have to do it. But you enjoy this.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely a privilege, you know. I'm beyond blessed to be able to do it. You know, most people don't have this opportunity, so I love every bit of it.
And I've got your mom, Amy Gatlin, beside me. I'd like to bring Amy into the conversation, and she's the one who connected me to Connor. So, Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You're proud mama, as you said before we started.
I sure am. I'm so proud. Like, I love to see, even when things might not necessarily be going his way on the track, he never stops. He finishes. He finishes what he starts.
And one of the things you mentioned was a little trepidation maybe when he first started, but you're getting more excited about what he's doing now?
Oh, I was a nervous wreck when he first started out, but he's got all the safety harnesses, and I know his dad wouldn't put him in anything that wouldn't take care of him, so I don't worry quite as much anymore. I just seem to be enjoying myself more and more with this.
And that's great, and when you watch your son as he progresses, what have you seen in him that you feel he is learning or growing into from racing?
Well, I love his determination. I kind of, you know, when he was growing up a little bit, sometimes when things didn't necessarily go his way, he might would, you know, not want to play that game anymore or whatever. Well, that's not the way it's been with racing. He just keeps going and keeps pursuing and keeps fighting. And it's just, it's been, like you said, a big growing curve for him. And I couldn't be more proud.
And when did you realize that this was more than just a hobby for Connor?
When they went to the big cars. Like, it started out with a lot smaller of a class of car. And, I mean, just the depths of their, I don't know, just they've gone, him and his dad have really made it happen for him. And I guess when they moved to Montgomery, I knew it wasn't going to go away. It was just going to get bigger. So I'm proud for him.
And I know parents want to find a way to connect with their children, and it can be tough when they become teenagers to connect. And I think you've found a way that you can connect with Connor and show your support. Just like when I was kicking in high school and I had my grandmother and my granddad who supported me. And that's something that they felt that they could connect with me on. And this is something you can do with him.
Yeah, this is a family affair. We've got his dad and them out on the track, and then we've got us, well, his sister too. Marley's part of his crew too, so she takes good care of him too. And then up in the stands, he knows he's got me and Jason and his Nana and Dee out there, so we try to do our best to make it to every race and cheer him on. And usually we find ourselves making friends in the crowd, and we've got everybody in our area cheering Connor on.
And Connor, recently you placed 9th out of 23 in a 200-lap feature. Even after a spin and some damage, you were able to end with that result. Walk us through that race.
So it was, we didn't qualify the greatest. We was not that good all day long. And finally during the race, something clicked. We pit, made some adjustments, and we were really fast. So I was patient behind the wheel and let people, you know, do their stuff in front of me and took advantage of it. So, unfortunately, got caught up in something, got spun by a lap car and busted the radiator, tore the front end off of it. So, it wasn't fun after that. But
how important is it, Connor, to build those relationships with other drivers? Because we've heard of terms like drafting and other things that happen in the race. What about those relationships that you can make?
We have the certain guys at the track that are from Huntsville, and they always love to help out. And they helped us out the last race, and that's what helped us get the 9th place finish in the Show Me the Money series. So having connections definitely plays a big part and helps a lot.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Connor Shelton from Tanner, Alabama. He attends Athens High School. He is a race car driver. I'm glad to have him on the show today. His mom, Amy Gatlin, sent a message and was recognizing her son, and I told her, I said, we'll get him on and he can share about what he's doing as a race car driver. And we're going to have another segment, and I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today, as today I'm talking with Connor Shelton and also his mom, Amy Gatlin. And Connor is a race car driver. We're glad to have him share about his racing expertise, what he's learning from this, pushing through adversity, the challenges of responsibility. And it sounds like he really is into this and has a passion for it. Welcome back to the show, Connor.
Thank you for having me.
So racing at this level takes a lot of time and resources, obviously. What are some of the biggest challenges, even not even just as a 17-year-old, but just as someone who's pursuing driving?
One of the biggest challenges is funding, for sure. You know, I wouldn't be able to do this without my sponsors. It's hard to go out there and compete with multi-million-dollar NASCAR teams and, you know, have not even half the funding. So that definitely plays a big part.
And you have to think about the fact that many of the people who are big drivers these days, they had to start from a basic, simple point. Now, some, granted, may have the money already there, but there are those who had to start from essentially scratch, right?
Absolutely. Those are the ones I look up to, because I know I don't have the type of fun these guys with all the money have, so I definitely look up to them for sure.
Can you think of one or two drivers that maybe are in that category that are in NASCAR right now that you would look and say they had to build it?
I would say Carson Hocevar is one of the ones I look up to. He definitely made a name for himself, and they may not think of him as the greatest, cleanest driver, but he definitely, you know, makes his presence known on the track.
Aside from your mom and dad, and we talked about your team, who are people that you would say have helped you along the way, Connor?
My sister and basically my whole family. They all encourage me and, you know, let me know if I don't do the greatest one race, it's going to be all right, and I'll battle back the next weekend.
And what does it mean to you to have support from sponsors?
It's everything. It shows that people actually care and, you know, are trying to make my dream happen.
How do you handle pressure, especially competing against older, experienced drivers?
it's humbling for sure. You know, they've got more years of racing than I'm even years old. So it's hard to compete against that. But once you have a solid good run, it definitely builds your confidence, and confidence plays a big part in racing.
What are your goals when it comes to racing?
I'd like to win a Show Me the Money series race. I know everybody always says their goal is NASCAR, but I like to set whatever goal is just to achieve those and build off of them.
Those are stepping stones, right?
Yes, sir.
Get you where you want to go. If there's another young person right now listening, maybe it's not racing, but anything that they have a dream, something they want to pursue, what would you say to a young person?
I would say set smaller goals, and once you achieve those, build off of them. But, you know, make sure you have a good support system behind you. That plays a big part.
What kind of sacrifices do you think that your mom and your dad, Wesley, have made for you to be able to do this?
They've definitely, you know, a lot of financial sacrifices during this. So I'm very appreciative.
How important is it for parents and family to be involved when you're chasing something like this?
It's very important, you know. I wouldn't be able to do it without them. They definitely encourage me to do my best, and that's one of the reasons I do what I do.
What are you most proud of right now?
Probably my two wins at Huntsville Speedway and a Prolate model.
When did you do that?
I think that was 2 years ago in the same season. It was great.
Take us back to that time. What was that like?
Right as soon as I got out of the car, just tears started coming out of my eyes, just started hugging my family. It was awesome.
When's your next race?
About a month from now in Montgomery.
We're in season right now, correct?
Yes, sir.
How long does the season last? When does it start? When does it end?
Usually when it ends about when it starts getting cold, colder weather.
So for people who are listening right now who might like to follow your journey, how can they do that, Connor?
I have a racing page on Facebook, trying to build one on Instagram. I just started it, so just to follow, and that would help a lot.
Now, I mentioned to your mom about an organization, a foundation to try to support. There's different platforms and different efforts that you can support, and you can use that platform for good through what you do. How important is it for you, Connor, to use your influence to make a positive impact on others?
It's really important to me. I always try and make a positive impact. I try and be someone that somebody could look up to and say, they're doing the right thing and doing it the right way. I definitely would not want to have, you know, a negative impact on anybody.
And you're a young guy, so there's a lot of experiences yet to be experienced in life, but are there any things that have really touched you as far as any organizations or any efforts out there that you've seen people going through some challenges and you said, hey, you know, that's something I could support myself?
I like to touch on mental health. It's really, like, plays a big part. You know, I see people struggle with it daily, and I'd like to help people, you know, struggling with that.
Let's talk about that just a little bit. What you see, is it in younger people dealing with that?
Yes.
What are some of the big things that stand out to you right now that maybe are not helping that situation?
Social media definitely does not help that at all. You know, people like big social media apps like TikTok, and you'll see people post about stuff, and it's just not the greatest things I post about, and it could always have a negative impact on someone.
Have you seen any good work being done to try to help young people with that? What have you seen?
There's a person on Instagram that sends a Bible verse every day, and it helps people get through the day.
And since you mentioned Bible verses, let's talk about maybe your faith. Where does faith play a part in what you do?
God has played probably the biggest role out of anything in my life. You know, he's given me this opportunity and watched over me. I've had some bad wrecks, and he's given me second chances.
And what are those like? When you get in those accidents or that happens, what's that experience like for you in that moment?
Well, I got knocked down one of them, so that sucked. But that wall does not move. It hurts for sure. And, you know, if it shows how much love I have for it, I got knocked out, and that's if I could do it again.
I understand. Well, and, you know, if I'd been knocked out on the field as a kicker, I would have gone back in the next game, you know, and started kicking again. So yeah. I can understand that. It's a dangerous sport to be in, but if you love what you're doing, you enjoy it, you know, it's not something that I would tell somebody not to do if they want to do that and have that drive and that ambition. And think about your sister. You know, you talked about your sister and her being a part of this. What does she mean to you being a part of this with you?
It shows just, you know, how important she is to me. She's there every weekend, if it's taking pictures or just encouraging me. But, you know, we always don't have the great, like, if she was to ask for a charger, I'd probably say no. But, you know, I appreciate her a lot.
And, Amy, let's bring you back in as we close things out and just share a little bit about your feelings, your thoughts right now on Connor's continued pursuit with racing.
I'll continue to be the praying mama, pray over him every race. That's what we do. And I'll continue to support him as long as he wants to do this. And I hope to see all of his dreams come true. And I couldn't be more proud of his determination, his strong will, and just the relationships that he's made, and just him as a whole. Proud.
And Connor, again, we talk about sponsors, and we talked about the importance of them to what you're doing. So what does a sponsor get out of being a part of your effort right now?
It gets, you get posted about, you know, it just shows how much they care about, you know, people that might not have as much as other people. And it shows how they're willing to help somebody.
And again, tell people how they can follow you.
I have a Facebook page, Connor Shelton Racing, and a Instagram page, Connor Shelton Racing.
All right. Well, Connor, I really appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today. And Amy, thanks for connecting me with Connor. I hope this has been a good experience for you both to be here on the show, to share your story, share your message. I wish you all the best, and just stay safe out there.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. I've got a quick question. Have you got a sec?
Sure, son. Just throwing the ball for Rufus. What's up?
So, I found a couple shingles in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we need a new roof, but I'm not sure who to call.
Well, your mother and I have always used Thompson Roofing, 256 Roofing.
ChatGPT told me to look for someone local,
mm-hmm.
licensed, insured, and has recognized expertise.
Well, 256 Roofing.
Of course I'm going to need someone I can, you know, trust.
Right. 256 Roofing.
Okay, I'm on Thompson Roofing's website, 256roofing.com, but I think I'll just call. What's their number?
Son, 256 Roofing.
Roofing. You know, I feel like I've heard that before. Thanks, Dad.
You don't just want a roof. You want your home protected by people who respect it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is local, proven, and offer the strongest warranties in Alabama. They provide confidence from the top down.
What's that number again?
256 Roofing.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need, and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen, Go toward the dream college. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.